one stage that Justin Westminster does not want to depend too much on government finance, and that you want to develop private work. Could you expand on that? I mean, do you have enough in your mind a particular proportion of private work? Do you have, of course, as a foundation trust, have other ways of raising money anyway. I'd like to have a bit of expansion on that.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, the first thing to say is that our current proportion of private patient income is about 5% of our total turnover. So 95% of what we have is government funding. And the second thing to say is that Chelsea Westminster is an NHS foundation trust. It will always be an NHS trust. Our object isn't to turn it into a private trust. Our object is to run Chelsea and Westminster as a publicly funded part of the NHS. That's what we are there to do. But it's also fair to say that we have a number of competitors in our midst who are providing private care, more private care than we are, and we could actually provide that care at a benefit to our local patients, both to our clinicians who work in Chelsea and Westminster, who actually work in other facilities in their private time, their spare time, providing those services, and to the benefit of patient care in Chelsea and Westminster. Obviously, what we get to keep as income, we get to spend in the future on developments, such as a new children's hospital. Nothing has been funded on a PFI basis in Chelsea and Westminster. It's been funded out of services that we've made through making sure that we are careful with the finances and that we're able to raise money in the ways that we're able to. So yes, we would like to do a bit more private work. We think there's an opportunity to do that. We think more of our patients would like that.
No.
And we think that more of our clinicians would be able to facilitate that more easily than having to leave Chelsea and Westminster to go to another site to do the private work that they do. So for Chelsea and Westminster to have that available income stream, I think is a real opportunity that exists for very few trusts up and down the country. Chelsea and Westminster is in a fairly unique position of having clinicians who have a private practice who can support that, and also of having patients who would like to have their care at Chelsea and Westminster. And probably certainly that wouldn't have been my experience in Liverpool. I don't think it would have been Libby's experience in Europe. But it's an opportunity that exists for Chelsea and Westminster. I think if the end beneficiary of that is patients in Chelsea and Westminster,